It's like rebooting your computer. It's like flipping the reset button where you literally reset the body for healing, and the body can start to heal when you enter into that attitude of gratitude.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Kenneth Copeland and special guests Dr. Dodd and Mary Colbert for an eye-opening discussion on the importance of being grateful and giving thanks to God in all situations.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And I pray above all things that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. And Father, we just thank you today. Yes. We give you praise and honor that your word is coming alive in your people all over the world. There's more of us out here today.
Yes.
Walking and living expectant, believing lives than ever before in the history of the human race. And we thank you for it. We give you praise and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Would you join me again today in welcoming Dr. Don and Mary Colbert to this studio? Praise God.
Praise God. It's great being here.
There's something here we need to get into. When I came down to your office a couple of 3 years ago, mm-hmm. I was in the worst pain that I had ever experienced in my life. And I when you go back particularly to my days before I knew Jesus as Lord and Savior, I got into a lot of things that caused a lot of pain. Then mm-hmm. I've been stuck, shot, cut, stabbed, run over. I got hit by cars. Mm-hmm. I got hit when I was a little boy.
My goodness.
And threw me up in there. I did two flips in there and came down on the hood.
Bitten by a rattlesnake?
I got bitten by cottonmouth. All this stuff. I never hurt like this. Hmm. I never hurt like that in my life. When I got down there to your office, I was hurting bad. Now, I want to say that because of you went to work on me, not just physically, but you began to pump the Word of God into me. And I stayed there for about 10 days and began to mend and began to build, and God began to get some things built up in me. Now, when I came back home, one of the things that I had never done before, just like this, I'm out on the back porch there. I began to give God gratitude. There's a little bit of difference here between praise and gratitude. I began to thank God just because He's God.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
He is God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, He deserves gratitude if you're still breathing.
Amen.
Yeah.
He's God, man.
Mm-hmm.
And He's done far more for us than we ever in a million billion years could ever do for you.
Right.
Yes.
And so I just began to say it. I said, I give gratitude by faith just because He's God. I just honor God. And I began to say it out loud. I'm grateful. My arms are not hurting. I got a leg that's not hurting. My hair don't hurt. I mean, I give you gratitude and praise, and I thank you for the grass. I thank you and I just started thanking Him for everything I could
Amen.
See, everything
Praise
I could think
yeah.
of. And I noticed that pain took a big dip.
Absolutely.
And it became a major part of my healing, but it's become a major part of my life since then. Now, I said all that to say this. There's something that happened in that gratitude in honor and respect and reverence for the fact that He's God. And I began to say it out loud. And there was some things that began to happen in my physical body. I'd been believing God. I'd been down there with you for 10 days. Sure. You guys were praying over me. Gloria's praying over me. Doc Weider was praying over me. I mean, there was a lot of faith action going on here. It wasn't like I was just doing nothing. And things that I had learned over many, many years of walking, living by faith and taking hold of the things of God. But there was some things that happened to my physical body and to my mind when I began to be grateful to God because He's God. That hadn't happened before, Doc. I mean, we got in, I hit some things here that hadn't happened before. And I need you to pick up on this.
Well, let me tell you what was going on. Literally, when we enter that gratitude, we are literally programming our body for healing. And again, they've done a lot of research on this. They've actually shown that everyone has an autonomic nervous system. The autonomic nervous system, what enables your heart to beat, your lungs to breathe, your kidneys to function, your liver to function. But it has two arms. One is the parasympathetic or the relaxed portion that relaxes the body. The other is the sympathetic or the fight or flight portion of the autonomic nervous system. We need both portions, but working in synchrony and harmony with one another. When a person's in chronic pain, they stimulate only one arm of the autonomic nervous system, which is the sympathetic nervous system. It gets you ready to fight or flight. But when you're in pain all day, all night, week after week, month after month, year after year, that system meant to save your life starts to destroy your life because you can't sleep good. You're in chronic pain because it keeps your body tense, ready to fight or flight. So what you literally end up doing is stewing in your own stress juices, and it makes the condition worse. It literally starts to degenerate your body faster. But when you switch over to gratitude, gratitude is one of the most powerful forces on the planet that hardly any doctors know about. What it does, it literally shifts you from the sympathetic response of fight or flight to the parasympathetic response of healing and relaxation and sleep and digestion.
That happened almost immediately.
Right.
I mean, I'm sitting up there with two heating pads, one wrapped around my thigh, one wrapped around my calf, my leg, and with the temperature turned up as high as I could get them, because maybe that would hurt worse than this other hurt, and I get some relief from this other hurt.
Now listen, what's going on?
Quit right then.
Well, you know what's happening? When your body's in a stress response, you constrict your blood vessels. You are literally decreasing blood flow to these organs. When you enter into and you shift over to praise and thanksgiving and gratitude, you are literally shifting from sympathetic to parasympathetic, opens and dilates those blood vessels. They start getting what they need. They start taking in the good blood, the nutrition to heal. They start taking out the waste products, because when you constrict those blood vessels, you are locking in the waste products. You are preventing the good from getting in there. And so literally what this does, but the Bible has known this for thousands of years, since King David. In Psalms 100, he says, enter into my courts with thanksgiving, or into my gates with thanksgiving, into my courts with praise. Literally, gratitude and thanksgiving leads us into God's presence. A lot of people cannot enter into joy. You know, they're in too much pain. They can't enter into faith. They can't enter into peace. They can't enter into love. But the entry emotion to get you into joy, to get you into love, to get you into peace, is simply gratitude. And it's so easy to access. And what I do for my patients,
that's what was amazing to me.
It's so simple.
It was just, I mean, I'm out there thanking God for birds, man. And just all of a sudden, this thing I thought, is the louder I do this, and the longer I do this, the better this thing
the better
works. And I just, I went for it.
Well, what has happened literally with gratitude is our body starts to relax, to unwind.
It did.
We
yeah.
start to literally feel that peace of God that, you know, it says in God's Word in 1 Thessalonians 5, chapter 18, it says, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That means in everything give thanks. So what I do for my patients is really different from any other doctor, but I give them gratitude sheets. When you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do before you turn on that TV and listen to all that negative programming, You thank God for a new day. This is the day the Lord has made. Yeah. I rejoice. When you're in the shower, you thank Him for the warm water. You could be in ice cold water and not even have a shower. When you sit on the toilet, you thank Him. You don't have to go to an outhouse or go and dig a hole and cover it up.
This is a better thing.
And then when I'm in this shower, what I'm doing, I'm thanking Him. I've got eyesight. Amen. I can see. Yeah. Think of all the blind people that can't see. Thank Him for your hearing. Thank Him for the ability to taste and smell and touch and feel. Even for the ability to feel pain, thank Him. Because if you didn't feel pain, when you touched that stove and you kept your hand there, you'd lose your fingers because it'd burn them off.
And the key here is we're not saying to tell people to thank God
for
it.
No.
But in it. While you're in it. And it gets you out of it.
While you're in the midst. You're in the midst of it.
Too many people are stuck in the midst of their problem, of their tremendous tribulation. Their kids are in rebellion, or they're facing a lawsuit, or they have had an accident or a chronic disease, or they're about to get their house foreclosed on, or tremendous debt or credit card debt, or about to lose their job. And in the midst of their problem, if they simply will shift over to the attitude of gratitude and thanksgiving, it literally, what it does, it sparks faith. And when you start thanking Him,
it'll spark. But it's because He's God. It just honor Him.
And
it's
not to
just
say
amazing.
It doesn't irritate the devil. It irritates him. He cannot stand around where there's praise and worship.
The Word says that praise will put a stop to him. It'll still him in his tracks.
But what it does,
that's amazing.
It activates faith, and it takes you from the midst of your problem, out of your problem on the other side. And then, I tell you, we've seen this over and over. Saw it with my little grandbaby that was just born, and I'm going to let Mary tell that story. But to see how the power of faith works through gratitude, it is what is missed. And I have used it in medicine because it's one of the most powerful things to get people out of pain, to get people there. It's like rebooting your computer. It's like flipping the reset button where you literally reset the body for healing, and the body can start to heal when you enter into that attitude of gratitude. Like Paul said, to rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
If you don't, you're only a breath away from blaming God for this thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because it's hurting.
Sure.
And you get to where you're not thinking right. And you say things you didn't think you'd ever hear yourself say. Because it's so overpowering. Pain is in the area of thought. And it just pushes out everything else. You think about what Adam said. He said,
excuses.
Yeah, instead of being grateful to God, he just moved over there and blamed Him for everything. He never took any responsibility.
Now, so many Christians are saying, I don't have anything to thank Him for, to thank Him about. And I hear, everything's going bad in my life. And that's why I actually made a list up, because we have so many things to be thankful of.
And you ain't really seen bad. Mm-hmm. Bad is coming. Mm-hmm. Bad ain't here yet.
That's right.
Long as you're still on the top side of the ground.
Right. But the thing is Christians have got to start practicing every day gratitude. We have gratitude, Michael.
This hadn't been dealt with like it should.
Mm-hmm. No, and this we is not are not absent from not being hit either. Mm-hmm. And we were sharing with you earlier, a few months ago, my granddaughter, my first and only girl, my whole family, that I had been believing God for that daughter. The Word says God gives sons to those He loves. He must really love me because I got lots of sons.
A lot of boys.
I didn't have any girls. And I was believing for this little girl. And my son called me at 7:00 in the morning because she had been born during the night, hysterical, on the phone. And my son, DJ, is a pastor of a church in Augusta, Georgia. And I was, Dee, what's wrong? What's happened? He goes, Mom, they've told me Kate is a Downs baby. I said, what? He said, but that's not the worst of it. Something's wrong with Kate, Mom. Something's attacking her blood system, and it's attacking her blood cells. And they said that if they can't stop the attacking of the blood cells, she'll be dead in 3 hours. She'll hemorrhage at the brain and be dead. Well, I just froze and gave the phone to Don. And I heard Don on the phone talking. I'm running around getting ready to head up to Augusta. So I said, DJ, I'm on my way up to Augusta to drive up. He had practice that day in his office. So I get in the car, And as I'm on the phone, I am getting bad news by bad news. By the time I'm getting to Augusta, I call Don, because the specialist had been on the phone with Don. And I said, Don, and my faith was crumbling.
It was wavering.
It was wavering, man, because it was just waves. I know that feeling when you get hit with waves after waves of bad news. And I said to Don on the phone, I said, Don, I just want to know, is Kate going to be living when I walk through that door? And he stopped me and he said, Mary, you listen to me. These are lies from the pit of hell. Kate is going to be just fine. Well, I had, before Kate got born, bought this little dress at a store that was for a three-year-old. And I wanted to get it. And Don said, oh, it's for a three-year-old. By the time she's three, you won't even like it anymore. So I turned around and walked out the door. And as I was walking out the door, I heard the Spirit of God in me say, go back and get that dress. I turned to Don and I said, Don, I've got to get that dress. I've just got to get that dress. So I go back and I get it. I'm thinking, this is the first little dress I've ever been able to buy. I was so excited. So I went and I put it in the closet. And as soon as I hung up the phone with Don and he said, Kate is going to be just fine. I hung up the phone. I had a flash vision of Kate in that dress running around my
house
at
3 years
old.
Praise God, man.
And all of a sudden I knew why God wanted me to have that dress. So I'd
have
a vision.
She had the vision and the gratitude then.
Right. So I thought, by golly devil, as I was going in that hospital, you have picked the wrong person to fight with. I am not going down easy on this one. So I go in, and my daughter-in-law and my son, they're just heavy laden. I said, you two come here. And I grabbed their hands in the room. I said, we're going to do a glory dance. I said, we don't have no down baby. We got an up baby. And I don't want anybody saying anything else. So I, next thing you know, my faith was energizing them, and Don was on the phone telling DJ,
and
she's going to live.
God. Now, that's also for people with cancer. When we hear a patient say, mm-hmm. I have cancer, I said, God can answer.
God can answer.
You don't say the word cancer anymore.
That's
you
right.
You simply say God can answer.
That's exactly right. But we went through, and the nurses and the doctors were out in the hall listening. They saw us in there, and we're just going, Father, we just thank you for Kate. We thank you for her healing, and we just began to rejoice for God giving us Kate.
See, she had that mental picture, that little girl running around at three, so she knew her faith was sparked.
Now I knew she was going to live, and she was going to be fine. Now, we went through 2 weeks, though, of where it was just...
Roller coaster.
And the devil will work like that, man. You think you just... Nah, he's in, you know, he won't go down too easy either.
See, she had a heart defect, and she wasn't supposed to live with a heart defect either. Not only did she have a low platelet count, and they said she's going to have a cerebral bleed, intraventricular bleed, and she probably won't live. They were confessing all that. We had to literally cancel out all the deaths spoken over that baby, and we literally had to speak what the Word of God said.
And they did an echo on her little heart within 48 hours because her breathing, she was struggling to breathe. And they said she's only been born with 2 chambers
well,
and 1 valve.
She had a condition called AV canal, and she had the most severe case of AV canal where she literally only had an atrium and a ventricle, but she was supposed to have 2 ventricles, and the valve wasn't developed between it.
And
neither
so
was the septum.
So the blood coming into the heart was also going back out of the same valve. So it was causing such a struggle and a stress
for her
to live.
She was stressing her breathing. She was breathing rapidly, and she wasn't getting the oxygen that she needed.
Now, that was a few months ago, and I'm going to bring people quickly up to date because of the good news is they did an echocardiogram on her little heart again. She's got 4 chambers and 2 valves, and they don't understand that. And they had those cardiologists in there looking and
for three hours
going,
said, we don't understand this.
Her echocardiogram when she was born and where she is now, they go, we have never seen this. We have never seen this. We do not understand this. And all these specialists are looking at it. Now today,
and the platelet problem went away after only a couple of weeks. But again, they used a medicine that was able to literally stop the immune system from destroying the platelets in the blood.
Now today, the nurses that come to visit to check on Kate came down, nurse after nurse going, we think this baby's been misdiagnosed. There is no symptoms of Down. This baby tracks. It
they
does
say,
everything.
This baby does not behave like a typical Down's child. This baby, you have to understand.
Well, and neither does his grandma and granddad.
Here's the nurse. This is 2 different nurses, 2 different RNs. They said, no, you don't understand. We have worked with Down's children for years. They said Down's babies are floppy. They don't have good muscle tone. This baby has normal muscle tone like a normal baby. And they said also, it tracks. A Down's child will not track with its eyes. This child tracks just like a healthy baby.
They said, we stick our tongue out, she sticks her tongue out. They go...
She smiles, we smile,
she smiles.
Now, you know what, you've brought up a really important point here. Now, I want you to listen to this now. This is an important thing. A miracle doesn't cause faith. They just change the diagnosis rather than to get any faith.
Right.
You can't.
Right.
Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing right. by the word of God. And the reason you guys had the faith, and the reason you stood up and gave God gratitude and praise and sang a praise song and danced around the room is because somewhere back before you ever got into that situation, you made the decisions and you committed to the
Amen.
Word and you let
yes.
God commit to you and you trained yourself. I keep thinking about the 112th Psalm, the Old Covenant's picture of a prosperous believer. And one of the things in there, he's not afraid of evil tidings mm-hmm. because oh, yeah. his heart is fixed trusting
Amen.
In the Lord.
That came from meditation
exactly
on the
right.
Word
That's
and
exactly
not on TV.
Right.
What you've been talking about all week
Amen.
Long.
Amen.
You take the time to build that in there. And then instead of breaking you down when that kind of stuff happens or when somebody writes a dumb article about you in the paper
right.
and calls you a quack instead of a doctor mm-hmm. or
right,
calls
right.
me every kind mm-hmm. of name you can think
sure.
of,
right.
well, I don't read that. I read this.
That's right.
And it you just get stronger
Amen.
And louder. And
Amen.
Like David said, I'm going to get more vulgar still. You just wait.
Well, one of the things,
right?
Brother Kent, I heard, I asked Lord,
Amen.
I said,
Amen.
Lord, I want to know who has sinned. Because the first thing, you know, if something like this happens, you think, okay, what did I do wrong? Who sinned? Who did what wrong, God, so that we can begin to repent? And I heard him clearly say, this is for my glory. Neither father has sinned nor the mother has sinned, but this is for my glory.
The devil stepped in there and tried to kill your baby.
But it's the...
And you
well,
took
we use
authority
the word,
over this
like
thing
the
and
sword.
Brought the glory of God.
Well, it's the sword of the Spirit. It's
yeah,
the word
yeah.
of God. It's the shield of faith.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
quenching all the... And those darts oh, were flying, yeah. I mean, every day, thousands flying oh. from the reports of the doctors. But we had to expand our shield to quench yeah. every fiery dart, and we had to speak the word of God,
right.
and we had to use gratitude. Because gratitude literally got our faith on the other side. It literally
yeah.
energized our faith
yeah.
so that we could go ahead and get to the other
now,
side.
Now, how easy it would have been, and most people would have done it and said, I don't know why you let this happen.
Yeah.
That's right.
Blah, 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 blah. The baby
you just cancel it out.
They said
That's exactly
died.
Right.
When you get into criticizing, complaining, and worrying, you literally, without faith, it's impossible to please him. And let not that man think that he will receive anything of the Lord, says
no.
James.
You can't.
You can't.
You can't do it. Just like you can't go anywhere and the car ain't got any gas.
Right.
You can't go anywhere
That's
the
right.
heart God ain't got any faith.
Amen.
We're out of time. We'll be back in just a moment.
Being a grateful person, and that's pretty much ties in with the definition of happiness, is being grateful for what you've got instead of miserable for what you don't have. That can have profound effects on your health.
I think people with anger have a lot of issues with their health. Absolutely. I think you're truly healthy when you're happy.
Everything starts with an idea, and if the wrong ideas and wrong kind of feelings are going through your mind, it starts affecting your body, too. You know, you just don't feel as good.
It's time for a house call from Dr. Colbert. Based on principles from his New York Times bestseller, The 7 Pillars of Health, your personal health improvement kit takes things a step further by providing useful tools to help you keep focused and on track to a healthy lifestyle. With over 140 minutes of practical tips and biblical principles, Dr. Colbert takes you through the 7 Pillars of Health on DVD while you read the corresponding chapters of his hardback book. Keep record of what you learn and the progress you're making with this companion workbook and a 50-day journal. Changing habits will change your life, and you can do it. Stay motivated by wearing a reminder wristband for each of the 7 Pillars of Health. Also included is this exercise training DVD. Learn to burn calories and tone your body safely, right in the comfort of your own home. With everything that's included, you'll be inspired and equipped to take charge of your health and live out the full life that God has for you. Take the proper steps to ensure a healthy future. Order your personal health improvement kit by Dr. Don Colbert today for only $59.99. There are easy-to-follow instructions in this kit that will lead you to a healthy, energetic lifestyle. Purchase online through our website at kcm.org or call our toll-free number, 800-575-4455, or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order your kit today.
Now, what we were talking about just before the break there was from the 112th Psalm. When it says, surely he'll not be moved forever. His righteousness shall be an everlasting remembrance. He'll not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established, and he'll not be afraid.
Praise God.
So this, you don't get established in 30 seconds after the disaster comes. You prepare, you build your house yes. on the rock. And that's the reason for these kind of tools that Dr. and Mary Colbert together have developed this thing for people like you and me. We need to build and develop the ways and our knowledge from the Word and from this couple's expertise in year after year after year after year dealing with all of these different principles and the pillars of faith. These are the tools of the establishment. And the stronger you get, the stronger you are. Amen.
Amen.
And that's the reason it is so important for you to get hold of this kit and spend time meditating in the Word and listening to the things you need to know to establish your heart, your health, and all of these vital things around you. Amen. Now, that brings me up to this. We've got three believers' conventions again this year. West Coast, Long Beach, California, June the 30th through July the 5th, and then here in Fort Worth, Texas, August the 4th through the 9th, and then the Great Lakes Believers Convention, August the 18th through the 23rd. Now, that's the reason God originally told us to have these conventions with people like Creflo and Jerry Savelle and
build faith.
I mean, just build your faith. Get totally immersed all day in the Word of God. I tell you, you get so strong, you can't understand yourself.
Amen.
And that's what these kind of things are for.
Praise God.
That's what, this is not religion. This is not just, this is just because we're Christians. No, it isn't. It's because we are soldiers in the army.
Amen.
God bless you all. Thanks again. We'll see you tomorrow. Till then, this is Kenneth Copeland, Dr. and Mary Colbert, reminding you, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a DVD or CD copy of this broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Whatever's been planted in you is what's going to come out when you're squeezed. Yeah. We're all going to be squeezed. But if you've had the Word planted in you, the Word is literally going to rise up in you when you go through that affliction and tribulation. Yeah.